All right, you're listening to WSLR 96.5 LPFM in Sarasota, Florida. And this is your weapon of mass instruction, the Surreal News Show. And this morning we're speaking with Terry Rudman, who's joining us in the studio. Good morning, Terry. All right, let me get your levels going here. One more time. All right, so Terry, tell us a little background about yourself, and then we'll talk about how you got involved with the Friends of Sarasota Parks.
Great. And the Friends of Sarasota County Parks is a not-for-profit organization. Very briefly on me, I was raised in Niles, Michigan, 4 years Air Force, 5 years of college. Went back to Niles, Michigan as an administrator, retired, married my special ed teacher and best friend. 42 years ago, a couple days ago, on January 1st.
Let me just, I'm not sure your mic, let me have you switch mics with Gene for a second, because that mic, it just sounds a little funny, and I want to try this mic instead.
How's this one sound?
Much better.
Good. Sounds better than the headphones.
All right, so here, you met your wife-to-be?
That's right. And then we bought some businesses in Niles, Michigan, and then after 10 years of the businesses and 30 years in education, we retired, and 15 years ago we moved to Florida. While we was in Michigan, we built some parks and came down here, and 12 years ago we decided that we really liked building parks and started the Friends of Sarasota County Parks to bring participants, volunteers, wildlife into the parks.
You said building parks? Before we talk about how you started this organization, what do you mean by building a park?
And so we actually enjoy designing, writing the grants, and hiring the contractors, and even driving the bulldozer out building the parks. So we get involved with that aspect of it. Our main goal right now is to bring the volunteers, bring the participants into the parks so they can enjoy it. One of my favorite sayings is Alonzo Stagg, many, many, many years ago, the Chicago Bear coach, went across the street from his house, and he tilled up the yard, the field, and leveled it and planted grass. And every year he went out and did that, and every year the kids came over and played football over on the field. And his neighbor said that, Alonzo, you're never going to be able to raise grass over there. And he says, I'm not raising grass. So basically, that's why I look at the parks. We're here to...
It's not about the grass, it's about the people.
That's right. Yeah. We're not here to build a facility. We're here to have the mothers come out with the strollers and have the kids walking, getting the exercise, and so forth. It's the participants and the volunteers in the parks.
All right, so you arrive here in Sarasota now, and what's the transition? What's your thought process between that and starting the Sarasota County Parks Friends Organization?
Well, I was volunteering for 3 years in the parks and thought it'd be great to get more people into the parks. So I went to the county commissioners, each one individually, and suggested that we start the Friends of Sarasota County Parks, a not-for-profit organization, and not to compete with the county parks, but to complement them. And had the support of the county staff and the county commissioners. We wrote the bylaws. We applied for our not-for-profit status. And then we went out and started meeting with different groups to see if they'd like to form a chapter. And we presently have over 24 chapters and parks of volunteers out doing things in the parks.
Remind me, when was that?
When was that?
Yeah, when did that get started?
12 years ago, October last year.
Okay, because on this show, we talk to a lot of the commissioners. They come through, and, of course, we had the budget crisis and all those things. One of the first things on the block to be hacked was the park services and also keeping parks open. They were talking about closing parks. There were problems. They were talking about how do we cut the grass, how do we keep them safe, how do we open and close gates, things like that, because you need manpower, right?
That's correct. Things. And that's where the volunteers are helping out. And many years ago, they took operations and maintenance away from the parks and had a separate group. And they just gave the operations and maintenance back to the parks again to maintain the ball fields to the standards and the level that we want them. They're putting money in for more FTEs, to hire more people to do the maintenance.
What's an FTE?
Full-time equivalency. That's the adults that have to go in and maintain facilities. So right now, the Parks and Recreation is getting the recognition. People move to Sarasota for three reasons: schools, parks, and the weather, not necessarily in that order. And so what we have to do is keep the parks available. The things like were happening at Benderson Park and the Legacy Trail and the farmers markets and the community gardens and so forth, getting the people out to participate.
That's so true. Many of us have relatives that come down here. I do. My parents are just about to come down. First thing they're going to do, they're going to go to the parks. They have a dog. They're going to go to the flea markets, which is around. There's great flea markets in Sarasota, et cetera, at the parks, right at the parks, right?
That's correct.
So who funds – so your organization is working in to complement what's going on with the parks because, you know, with the budget crisis, things have been cut back, et cetera, and that's a low priority. Who funds you?
Right now we – see, in January of this year, we finally went over $400,000. And so that is money that the chapters have raised to do things in their parks. So we're proud of that. That's a big stepping stone for us. The chapters do not participate in funding for the Friends of Sarasota County Parks. We go out to Knight's Trail, and we have volunteers that come out and they pick up the casings, and we sell the brass casings from Knight's Trail. We have memorial programs. We sell the benches, the trees, and the pavers in the county. We have a sponsorship program with the county. The county's given us permission to go out and put names on different things for people
right.
that want Coca-Cola,
so
Knight Trail.
You do have permission for this before you start selling stuff off.
And so we have an opportunity to go out and raise funds. Our job is to tear down the hurdles for the chapters and so they can be successful. So we don't want to take money from the chapters. We want to give the chapters money so they can do more things in the parks. So we go out and we raise the funds for our insurance and for our van, for the tools and so forth. Then the chapters can come in and not have to pay for the insurance. We do the audit. We do all the state forms and so forth. But we could not do this if it
was... All the not fun stuff.
That's right. That's exactly right. We do all the bookkeeping and everything. But behind me, I have my wife. We have the county staff. We have the Gulf Coast Community Foundation. We have the Community Foundation of Sarasota County. We have a lot of support from businesses. It's not just Terry Redmond. It's not just the Friends of Sarasota County Parks. It's a whole neighborhood. It's a whole community that's out doing things to make sure that this can be successful and it can help out our community.
Yeah, we reported earlier, just a little side note here about NGOs, these non-government organizations. There's a variety of different ones. And we reported, we had a guest on, saying this is really the core of societies, also the core of revolutions, too, and that government organizations alone just can't make it. We need these NGOs to keep our society going, and really this is the core of society, really not the government. Anyway, just a little side point here. So give us some examples of how you've helped the environmental picture in Sarasota. For example, you can talk about constructing different playgrounds, like at Arlington Park, for example.
Yeah, the Arlington Playground, the Challenger Playground. We moved the Dr. Wilson House into the Urfa Family Park. We saved the Decagon buildings from Manasota Beach and moved them into the Buccaneer Field, and now the CRA is using them. We have six community gardens. We're in charge of the Master Gardeners plant sale and so forth. So we have a lot of groups that don't want to go out and don't have the time to get a not-for-profit organization that can tie into us, and we can help them.
And butterflies, too, huh?
And so, yes, we have a butterfly garden at Shamrock and one on the Legacy on the Venetian Waterway Park, and so we're into wildlife. We're into gopher tortoises. We're into the birds. You know, we have miles and miles of water frontage. We have 113 ball fields. We have over 200 parks. I don't know how many thousands of acres of environmentally sensitive land that we have. I'm also on the county park board, and every meeting that we have, we're looking at buying more land to preserve it for future generations, to have more ball fields. We have a shortage of ball fields right now in the county, and so we have to buy more land and put in more ball fields. And I keep telling everybody that's not a child problem, that's an adult problem. The children want to play. The adults have to provide the fields and the facilities for them.
Tell us a little bit more about this. I'm sorry, you said the commission that you're on, the parks?
Yeah, County, the Parks Advisory Recreational Council.
Right. So do you report to the commissioners? Do you give your recommendation? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Right. So you have no authority yourself, but you're an advisory board for the commissioners.
We're just an advisory board. We had a meeting yesterday with the county staff, and then we make recommendations, and the county staff takes them to the county commissioners, and county commissioners bless them, says go back, do more research, and so forth. So that's one of our goals.
Yeah, many of you guys on the advisory boards end up being commissioners, just to put a thought in your ear there.
That won't happen.
No, okay. It seems like you'd make a good one. And we talked to Kelly Kirshner, who's been on the show many times, our former mayor and commissioner, telling us about the problem with the parks and also just the budget in general, how this can be a big help. I think a lot of us go to parks, personally really appreciate it, and don't really fully comprehend the work that you're doing. I mean, when I go to a park, I don't think of who's put this park bench here, or who's cut the grass, or whatever it is. But it could be a combination of the workers and also volunteers. And you said some of the maintenance now that has gone from the volunteers is now back in the under the parks themselves.
Park system. Yes.
Okay, so I understand that your organizations, at least up until recently, have been 100% volunteer. So zero money has gone to any employees. That's changing?
That's going to change, hopefully. We're interviewing right now on the 15th of this month to get our first part-time coordinator to help us with fundraising, branding, and marketing, FOSCP, the Friends of Sarasota County Parks. We've grown. We have too many chapters, too many volunteers, too much money for volunteers to have to oversee all that. And so we need to get somebody on board that can help coordinate that. The county has
That's
been,
a good problem to be having.
Oh,
huh?
It's a tremendous problem.
Wow.
And so so the county has been tremendously supportive of what we're doing. And they've given us vans, they've given us tools, they've given us trailers, they've given us office space. Every time we put an hour in the parks, it's an hour that the employee doesn't have to put in the parks. And so they're very eager to help us to be successful.
All right, WSLR listeners here, you're listening to the voice of Terry Rudman. He's a person we should know about, even though you're quietly behind the scenes doing stuff. But Sarasota thanks you, and we want to let everybody know Terry Rudman and the Sarasota County Parks of Friends are behind the scenes helping our parks. All right, let's say you had more resources and you hire this person. Let's talk about some of the projects that you're looking at in the future. I have some listed here. Why don't you mention some things? For example, you're sponsoring a tennis tournament?
Yeah, we have a tennis tournament. The Payne Park has one, and they're one of our chapters, and we handle the bookkeeping for the tennis tournament. Some of the main projects we're working on right now, we have a fundraiser that we're trying to raise the funds for the feasibility study to extend the Legacy Trail all the way from Culver House up to Payne Park. That would be another 5 to 8 miles of Legacy Trail.
Right.
And so the county gave us $75,000. We've come up with the 20-something that we need to do phase one. Now we have to come up with the money for phase two of the feasibility study. This is a multi-year project. Hopefully we can get the Legacy Trail to go all the way up to Manatee and continue going. We're working with Paul Parks. Dr. Sue Nielsen is doing a super job in coordinating the five Paul Parks that we have and looking at sites for some new Paul Parks. We're still in helping designing some parks with the county. We're putting in a new memorial wall at the North Jetty down in Nokomis. That's going to have a wall going up. It's going to have a fish on it and stainless steel fish that you can engrave. So for different people want to have memorials. We're putting in more pavers at Patriots Park in Casperson. We're having the county's now going to have a grand opening for the Siesta Key groundbreaking later on this month. We're working with the county and helping them with their Blackburn Point project. The county has a lot of projects that they're working on right now, and we're doing everything we can to help them be successful and give them advice and let them know how the community feels about some of the things that they're working on.
All right, let's say I'm in Sarasota and my neighborhood has a park that's not hooked in. What do I do?
It's easy. Go on our website. And there's a place there where you can sign up for our e-newsletter. We have thousands of people right now that get our newsletter. You can also donate money if you want. If that's something you'd like to do, we can always use the funds. You can also send me a message to president@forscp.org. That's on the website.
Good. Say that again slowly.
Now, president@foscp.org. And there's a place on the website where you can just click on send a message and send a message stating that you would like to participate at a certain park, and we'll meet with you and show you the benefits of having a chapter, and hopefully we can get another chapter started. We're meeting with somebody right now about starting another chapter, and Sue's has started one with the Paul Parks, and it's, you know, we have a very strong, very active board of directors, and they're eager to go out and do different things.
Yeah, and if you want to volunteer, I have the phone number here. Do you want me to read it, or do you got it?
Go right ahead.
Okay, so if you want to volunteer, 941, it's 275-9397. And I encourage everybody. This sounds like fun, actually, because you can see parks and help your parks. That's 941-275-9397. This is the Friends of Sarasota County Parks. So what is sort of an average sort of annual budget? I saw the number here, and I was just telling our listeners how much.
The Friends have to usually come up with around $35,000 a year to cover the audit and the insurance and everything, so the chapters can do their things for their parks. And so we're always out collecting the funds. We're with the giving partner, with the Community Foundation of Sarasota County. We're on the Gulf Coast Community Found site. You'd be perfect for this. So there's different ways that we try to get money. I
have here a figure. I don't know if you have, but that you've raised over $400,000 if you put your
all the chapters,
couple of dozen chapters.
That's all the chapters and what we've raised and so forth. That's how much money we're controlling right now, and so that goes in and out all the time. People made deposits yesterday, and we wrote checks yesterday. So, but right now we're over $400,000. But one of the things that we do to get volunteers, on January the 17th, we're going to be at the Ringling College Volunteer Fair. On February 1st, we're going to be at the Carlton with a booth. We got the National Night Out that we participate in, the city's second Environmental Day on February the 8th. We'll have a booth there. We'll be at the Shark's Tooth Festival. We'll be at the Spring Fest on March 1st. So we have booths that we take out with all of our handouts and pass out and say, hey, would you like to participate? And here, sign up and come join us.
That's how I heard about you. I was at the Wednesday morning, the Wednesday Farmer's Market.
You
down there
in
the
Grand White House.
Right. Uh-huh. And you had a booth there.
That's right.
I came up, and that's how I heard about you guys. All right. Again, this has been Terry Rudman. He's with the Friends of Sarasota County Parks, which is doing a lot more than I thought. You guys are involved. They're just helping out the parks. No, you're doing grant writing. You're coordinating the chapters. You're looking at the future, different projects. You're extending. I mean, there's just so many different things that you guys are involved with. Who knew that?
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to WSLR 96.5 LPFM in Sarasota, Florida, your true community radio station. Thank you, Lou. And Surreal News, your weapon of mass destruction.
You're reminding me.
Yes, exactly.
And I want to thank you for having us on. It was great. It was a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
If there are those of you out there that missed any or parts of the show, especially the Friends of Sarasota County Parks, I am going to podcast it. It's available at thesurrealnews.com. You can also go to WSLR.org and hear us streaming live if you can't get us on the radio.